For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Brian C. Bennett. I'm the author of a website called Truth, the Anti-Drug War, which you can find at www.briancbennett.com.
Well, I'm looking today. You have a new post on your blog, The Anti-Drug War Czar.
Well, I was doing a little bit of research on the ONDCP site, the Drug Czar's office, and I noticed that they had a press release about some new plan that they've released concerning trying to reduce the use of methamphetamine and other synthetic drugs. So, of course, I went and read the study to see what they came up with. And the goal, apparently, is to reduce methamphetamine use by 15% over the next 3 years, and also to reduce the use of synthetic drugs by that same amount over the next 3 years. So, as usual, I can't be satisfied with just listening to what the Drug Czar says and saying hoorah. So I started reading what they wrote. And I came across an interesting page, a fact sheet that's attached to the study, and you can find this on the Drug Czar's website, of course. And on that fact sheet, they've included a chart which shows you the trends in methamphetamine use from 2001 through 2005. And they give you the trend lines basically for lifetime use, past year use, and past month use. Now, they're making a big deal out of the fact that methamphetamine use in past year methamphetamine use has declined by 30% from 2001 through 2005. And that past month methamphetamine use has declined by 36% in that same time frame. So the strategy that they released that this fact sheet accompanies says that the Drug Czar wants to focus on dropping the rate of methamphetamine use for past month methamphetamine use to 15% over the next 3 years. A 15% reduction in 3 years works out to an average of 5% per year. But the very chart that they supply with the report shows that past month methamphetamine use is actually declining already at a rate of 9% per year over the past 4 years. It's absurd.
During the Cold War, the Soviets had five-year plans that usually were in place for about 4 years, and then they would come up with a new five-year plan to fit the current scenario. Your thoughts, sir? We're being deceived, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. And as many other folks who are involved in trying to get some sanity and apply to the drug war have noticed, moving the goalposts is a standard tactic for the Drug Czar's office.
Once again, give us your website.
Sure. It's www.briancbennett, B-R-I-A-N-C, as in Charlie, or cannabis, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.com.
Brian's website is a great place to educate yourself. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.